Suns Week and all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports.
They're playing back.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Monday night, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Houston Rockets both scored victories. The Bucks beat the host Boston Celtics to take a 3-1 series lead. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports from Boston, Massachusetts.
The Bucks are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Celtics 113-101 in Game 4 for a 3-1 series lead. Giannis Antetokounmpo followed his near triple-double in Game 3 with a 37-point, 15-rebound performance, putting Milwaukee on the doorstep of its first East Finals appearance since 2001.
Great teams and great players, you know, they don't, when they find an opportunity like this, they don't, you know, wasted.
Boston led 49-47 at halftime, but couldn't use Milwaukee's foul trouble to its advantage and fell into an insurmountable double-digit hole. Kyrie Irving's 23 points came on 7 of 22 shooting for the Celtics.
The expectations on me are going to be sky high, and I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all, so, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30.
Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Houston, Texas, where the Houston Rockets even their series with the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors at 2-1. The AP's Adam Spillane reports from Houston.
The Houston Rockets Western Conference semifinal series is all tied up after they beat the Golden State Warriors 112-108 in Game 4. After trailing by as many as 17 in the second half, the Warriors had a chance to tie on their final possession, but Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry missed three-pointers, sealing the Rockets' win. Rockets guard Austin Rivers was surprised one of those shots didn't drop.
I thought it was going overtime, 100%. KD got one, I'm like, come on, man. And then when Steph got one, the fact that he wasn't open and it was like a crazy shot, like those are the ones that he would hit. So I was just like, but we're fortunate.
James Harden led the Rockets with 38 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Every possession is a fight. Like defensively, we're not trying to make mistakes. Defensively, they're not trying to make mistakes. They're not trying to give up threes. We're not trying to give up threes. Like, it's every possession. It's whoever can round up the most stops in a row and offensively get going.
Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thanks, Adam. Golden State star Kevin Durant had a team-high 34 points in Game 4, and KD had some kudos for Houston.
You got to give them credit. They came out and made shots tonight. You know, they made a lot of threes tonight. We were, you know, they beat us in the three-point, and made 9 more threes than us. You know, I think they're knocking down shots. You know, both teams are playing extremely hard on the defensive side of the ball. But it comes down to who makes more shots.
Kevin Durant and the Warriors now return home to Oakland, California, where Game 5 will be played Wednesday night. The NBA playoffs continue later Tuesday night with games in Toronto, Canada, and Denver, Colorado. In Canada, the Toronto Raptors will host the Philadelphia 76ers. And in Colorado, the Denver Nuggets are at home against the Portland Trail Blazers. Both of these best-of-7 playoff series are tied at 2-1. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In English Premier League football, defending champion Manchester City is closing in on another title. Man City defeated visiting Leicester City on Monday. With more details, here's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. 70 minutes into the match, Man City looked in danger of a draw against Leicester. That is, until club captain Vincent Kompany trusted instinct over coaching and unleashed a monster game-winning goal just over the halfway line.
No, I said, no shoot, Benny. No shoot. No shoot. He was a smart, don't follow my thoughts. So, incredible goal. Incredible. The desire to win, everybody, and we did it.
That, of course, is Man City manager Pep Guardiola, thankful his player ignored him just this once. Kompany's incredible goal marked his first for City outside the box, and the enormity of it seemed to sink in as he celebrated the 1-0 victory with tears in his eyes. The 33-year-old Belgian is one win away from sealing his fourth Premier League title since joining the club in 2012. He is currently in the last year of his contract. And Pep Guardiola says after the season, he'll sit down with Kompany to discuss his future over a beer. But first, Man City has one more match to win against Brighton for the league title. City sits at the top of the Premier League table, 1 point ahead of Liverpool. And Pep Guardiola says his players must maintain their nerves of steel with the championship on the line.
It was outstanding. The way we played the second half, especially in the character and the personality and everything. Knowing how difficult it is, handle the emotions to play, knowing if you don't win, you cannot be champions. You know, at the end, Liverpool right now play without pressure because they know it's not in their hands. So it's easy to play in these kind of games. We have the pressure because we can lose because it's in our hands. But we deserve to be in that position. And we will try it. One more left, more game, and we'll try it.
Meanwhile, Liverpool heads into their Sunday final knowing unless City stumbles, they will have to settle for the runners-up spot. But first, Liverpool has a mountain to climb in the UEFA Champions League. On Tuesday, Liverpool will try to overturn a 3-0 deficit from last week's first-leg defeat to Barcelona to reach the finals. And the day before the match, manager Jurgen Klopp confirmed Liverpool will play without forwards Roberto Firmino and Mohamed Salah.
Two of the world's best strikers are not available tomorrow night. That's not now, and we have to score 4 goals against Barcelona to go through after 90 minutes. Doesn't make life easier, but still, as long as we have 11 players on the pitch, and then we will try it, and everybody knows that, and that's what we want to show, nothing else.
Salah suffered a concussion in Liverpool's 3-2 Premier League win at Newcastle United on Saturday. And Klopp said Tuesday's face-off with Barcelona is just too soon for the 2-time African Footballer of the Year.
Precaution? No, it's a concussion. So, and that means then he would not even be allowed to play. So that's it. That's all. He feels okay, but it's not good enough from a medical point of view. That's all. He's desperate, everything, but we cannot do it. That's it.
Meanwhile, Brazilian striker Roberto Firmino has been sidelined with a sustained muscular injury that caused him to miss Saturday's match. Jurgen Klopp says Tuesday's second leg will be difficult, but the only way to conquer the climb is step by step.
We know about how big the challenge is, it's no doubt. But this team is, it's just so, can I say, so wonderful that they will try, but we all will try 100%. But that doesn't mean it will work out. That's how it is as well. So the result of Barcelona didn't help a lot, honestly. But we are 3-0 down, we tried to score, we tried all the way through to score the one goal or the second goal as well. But that's not how it is. So we have that result and we have to deal with that. But you only can, in my understanding, you only can deal with it if you do it step by step. Nobody should think about after 10 minutes if you don't score now. The last 5 minutes are enough to score 3. Honestly, that's how it is.
And defender Trent Alexander-Arnold adds Liverpool has to be fearless in order to progress to the Champions League final.
We've obviously had decent results this season where we scored more than three goals. So I think being at home obviously helps us. We got the fans behind us. I think there's still that sense of belief. We know obviously it's going to be really hard. It's not going to be a walk in the park. I think everyone's just got to be realistic, but we've definitely still got that belief within ourselves in the changing room that anything's possible, especially at Anfield, and hopefully we'll be able to produce one of them special nights here.
No word yet on whether Firmino or Salah will be featured in their final Premier League match against Wolverhampton on Sunday, but of course, we will keep you posted, so stay tuned. And that's all from me. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African football, Egypt is continuing preparations to host next month's Africa Cup of Nations tournament. The competition is scheduled from June 21st to July 19th, and it will be staged at six stadiums. Three are in the capital, Cairo. They are the Cairo International Stadium, where the opening match and final will be played, the 30 June Stadium, and the Al Salam Stadium. The three other venues are the Alexandria Stadium in Alexandria, Egypt, the Suez Stadium in Suez, Egypt, and the Ismailia Stadium in Ismailia, Egypt. This will be the first Africa Cup of Nations, expanded from 16 to 24 teams. Some African football analysts are expressing optimism that some of the less fancied teams, known as minnows, will spring surprises at Egypt 2019. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the former spokesman of the Nigeria Olympic Committee, Tony Nezianya.
In the 90s, minnows existed. In the 80s, they also existed. In the 70s and all that, you know. But currently, no, there are no minnows anymore in African football. Indeed, because everybody is served by television. You know, people have access to television. The young people have access to the internet as well. So what they miss from local media, they also get through the international, you know. So that has helped a lot in bridging the gap between the upcoming and those who are originally there. You know? So it has disappeared completely. It's a new lexicography. In fact, it would be strange in lexicography to still talk about minors in African football.
Some analysts still believe and insist that the big boys, Nigeria, Senegal, Egypt, Ghana, Cameroon, we dominate the scene, and that new entrants like Madagascar, Burundi, and indeed Tanzania, 39 years after, do not stand any chance against them. What's your take on this?
Yes, you see, the thing is that you are being adept in history. A lot of people want to keep at where they have been able to attain over a very long period. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You want to keep tradition. But those traditions, people also want to break. And that's what these new entrants, or you know, so-called menos, are seeking. They want to break the ice. They want to get into the big league because they have seen that that does require effort, not so much of history behind you. So you want to upturn history, and that's what is the propelling factor among the upcoming teams. So to say that it must be the tradition, it must be the way things were done in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I say no, it is no longer so. They are challenging, and they're challenging very strongly. And I believe that one of them could, not just more than one of them, could spring surprises. And that's what will make the news, and that's what will trend for a very long time.
The 2019 AFCON is coming up with a new format, the 24-team format. In the past, we had the 8-team format, 16-team format, and now the Confederation of African Football has introduced the 24-team format. Your take on this also?
Yeah, I think the 24-team format is providing more opportunities for teams to emerge. And that's perhaps what the former formats, the 8 and 16, it made it impossible for people to for some certain teams to emerge, because the competition would have been very, very intense at their various levels, you know. But with these opportunities are spaced out, and that's why new entrants are emerging. And that's why they also know, they are aware of this because the media has said so, and the media has provided the information to them, and they are working on it. So I think that the 24-team format has provided more opportunities for all kinds of talents, you know, to emerge from everywhere, and that is good for development.
That's Tony Nezianya, former spokesman of the Nigeria Olympic Committee. And Tony spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In African boxing, Ghana's Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe will try to reclaim the WBO Super Bantamweight title May 11th when he has a rematch against Mexico's Emmanuel Navarrete in the western U.S. city of Tucson, Arizona. Almost 5 months ago, Dogbe lost his world title when Navarrete beat him by a unanimous 12-round decision in New York City. In an interview with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, Isaac's father and trainer, Paul, predicted his son will score an early round knockout of Navarrete in the rematch.
He's not going to pass round five because we are predicting round three. Navarrete is going down. Because even with one hand, he knocked Cesar Juarez out. Isaac had a knuckle problem then, but we knocked Cesar Juarez out. So sports athletes do these things, you know, when everything don't go right, there's always something. But then a warrior is a warrior. We have scars, we go into battle, we hope to win. But the strength of Isaac's mind, I haven't seen it in any sportsman. Well, Azuma Nelson is something, so somebody we look up to, you know. So mm-hmm. I would say this young kid has this mind of should I say a hyena or Isaac has this strong level of endurance that I haven't seen in anybody.
If he doesn't happen knockout, what do you say?
Isaac Dogbe is definitely going to knock Emmanuel Navarrete out. There is no doubt about it. Navarrete is going down. This time, Isaac is going to go back to Mexico and bring back the lost glory. Navarrete humiliated Isaac Dogbe. We came back to Ghana and everybody, we couldn't stand the humiliation, you know, Navarrete cost us. So he is going to definitely pay the price.
Your fans, numerous fans, not only in Ghana,
exactly.
They were very disappointed.
Exactly.
What do you tell them now?
Well, all I can say is they should keep supporting the young chap. Isaac Dogbe, he's got his humility that everybody loves about him.
Yeah.
He's a very lovely kid. He has this motto that he says, ferocious in battle, magnanimous in victory. You can say anytime he even knocks his opponents out, he doesn't jubilate. Mm-hmm. He'll either kneel down and thank his God and go and kiss the opponent and say he's sorry. And that's the kind of person he is. A very nice kid, you know. So I would say they should come in their numbers again. Mm-hmm. Watch ESPN live. It's coming live on ESPN. Top Rank is the best, you know, promotions out there. They put up the best fights of late, you know. So we can't wait.
That's Paul Dogbe, the father and trainer of Ghana's former world super bantamweight boxing champion, Isaac Dogbe. And he spoke with Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra, Ghana. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe will trade punches again with Mexico's Emmanuel Navarrete on Saturday night in Tucson, Arizona. And it's not the only world title rematch in Tucson. In an all-Mexican encounter, Miguel Berchelt will defend his WBC super featherweight title against Francisco Vargas in January 2017. Berchelt took Vargas's WBC title belt with an 11th round knockout. Berchelt has this to say ahead of their rematch, and I quote, "Francisco Vargas is a great Mexican warrior just like I am. I am training at my best to prove once again that I am not only better than him, but that I'm the best 130-pounder in the world." For his part, Vargas says, and I quote, "I have no doubt that 2019 will be my big comeback year. Like I said before our first fight, Mexicans never back down. And I will show that once again in the ring." One fight fan who's looking forward to the action in Tucson is veteran promoter Bob Arum, who is organizing Berchelt Vargas 2 and Navarrete Dogbe 2. The 87-year-old Arum says, "We're all looking forward to this card. Berchelt Vargas and Navarrete Dogbe were incredible action fights the first time around, and the rematches will provide fireworks." Bob Arum adds that the fight fans in Tucson are passionate, knowledgeable, and will sell the building out. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'll have more sports news, but let's take a short break for these VOA programming announcements.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African athletics, women's steeplechase world record holder Beatrice Chepkoech of Kenya will be one of the featured athletes at next month's Prefontaine Classic Diamond League meet in Stanford, California. The 27-year-old Chepkoech set the women's world record last year in Monaco, where she clocked 8 minutes and 44.32 seconds. The Kenyan then went on to win the IAAF Diamond League title. Now, in California, Beatrice will be running and jumping against Emma Coburn of the USA. Emma won the gold medal in the steeplechase at the 2017 World Championships in London. The Prefontaine Classic will be held on June 30th in Stanford. It's the seventh stop on the 14-meet Diamond League calendar for 2019. Finally, this Sunny Side of Sports programming note. My guest on Wednesday's show will be none other than Wamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief. We'll welcome Hoops Hamza back to talk NBA Hoops playoff action. And that wraps up the May 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
The Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, or IPBES, a United Nations-related organization, recently released a comprehensive report that paints a dire portrait of the current and future state of nature. Called the IPBES Global Assessment, the report warns that the health of the world's ecosystems is deteriorating at rates that are unparalleled in human history. The report goes on to say that 1 million animal and plant species are under threat of extinction, many within decades. IPBES Chair Sir Robert Watson said that we are eroding the very foundations of our economies and the quality of life worldwide. He also pointed out that the global assessment also shows that it's not too late to make a difference, but only if transformative efforts begin now and at every level from local to global. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, Managing Editor of VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
This is